sweet sound of Tuesday and the things that you need to know, or we think you need to know. Not that we're telling you how to think or what to think, but we'll offer up some things in this hour that may welcome you into having another great conversational day. Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen, no grand jury in the Trayvon Martin case. The special prosecutor yesterday, Jennifer, ruling there will be no grand jury. The statement from the Office of the State Attorney. Did you see her, by the way? I was watching.
No.
Mm-mm. She was, like, dressed up and painted up, makeup, like she was going to be the next star of The Voice or something. Hey, this
the next Gloria Allred, perhaps?
No, well, she's sometimes made up pretty well, too. I just thought that she didn't look like this sounds bad from a man, like a working woman. It does sound. Does that sound?
That sounds pretty bad. I will not lie to you.
Okay. So maybe I'll phrase it or put it a different way. As the state attorney, somehow or other, she didn't bring, at least when I saw her, a couple of different television interviews, she didn't engender in me the confidence that her first primary, most important thing was the law. I think she more presented it. Maybe it's unfair.
She might be looking for the celebrity.
I don't know. There's something about her. Somebody from Florida, call us, will you? 800-510-8255. Am I right about Angela Corey, or do I have it all wrong? Anyway, the meat of the case, focusing on the grand jury, which had been scheduled by the previous prosecutor to meet, I think, either yesterday or today. So how does the decision get made whether or not to press charges against George Zimmerman in the shooting death of Trayvon Martin? It's apparently up to this woman, the state attorney. That's it. 800-510-8255. Of course, Zimmerman hasn't been arrested. There are a lot of Florida universities sending students to march through the streets of Sanford demanding that Zimmerman be taken into custody. This is a strange case, is it not?
Oh, nobody seems to know exactly why he hasn't been arrested, but it's that it's the law in Florida, right? The what's it called? The no
stand your ground law. No, yeah, stand your ground law is what it's called.
That's why he hasn't been arrested yet, correct?
Yeah, apparently that's what they say. They being her, Miss Corey, and those others who seem to be trying to figure this out. So, what's the political landscape? Is this a political appointment? So what is the political landscape? Do more Floridians think that Zimmerman ought to be arrested or not? And is that the way the decision is being made? Again, Floridians all over the state, we have people listening in Florida from top to bottom, side to side, 800-510-8255. What's your read on the reason there has been no indictment, no arrest? What are we missing? The news media has done a terrible job of covering this, slanting it. You know what? One of the main things that really, really, really bothers me with regard to the news media is the facts that have come out in Wisconsin about the news media, the various newsrooms in Milwaukee signing petitions. Have you seen that?
Oh, yeah.
To recall the governor. The news media people, the reporters, presenters, editors, folks who are working in the front line of news coverage on radio and television stations there, are people who have signed on to recall positions for the governor. How do you do that if you're supposed to be reporting on this? How do you do that? It's a huge issue in the radio community. I know that.
It's a big issue, and I have been following it. But here's what I don't understand. If that doesn't affect, I mean, don't I still get to vote even if I'm a member of the new quote-unquote news media?
Yeah, aren't
I allowed to still go into the voting booth and vote and sign petitions that I want to sign?
And well, you ought to, yes.
So then what's the big deal?
The big deal is that they became activists in the newsroom
to get
people to sign the petition while they were working.
Got it. That's wrong.
It is.
But wrong. I do have this paper I'd like you to sign.
Yes, Jennifer. 800-510-8255. You can follow us on Facebook.com/good day. Twitter at Good Day, Doug at DougStephan.com. Two Oklahoma shooting suspects held on $9 million bail. Alvin Watts, Jake England, accused of going on that shooting spree last Friday in Tulsa. Three dead, two others injured. Police apprehending the suspects. Judge sets next week as a court date for their arraignment. Police looking into whether or not the crime was racially motivated. If you've checked out Facebook, the post last week, Jake England, who's 19, said his father was killed by a black man. The shootings took place on the second anniversary of his father's death. So.
Interesting timing.
Well, two and two is still four.
Yep.
But more, look at all this violence and all this.
This is what gets
this
me.
Is this hatred that is, we are so immature about race, the color of our skin, religion, sexual matters. Wow. What gets you?
Just the fact that I feel like we are going backwards. You think you're making all this progress and we have a black president and we have, you know, everybody can be anything they want to be. And then this kind of stuff just, I don't know. It just feels like it pulls you down. It is. Negative. It's a negative spin, you know.
It's yucky. Yeah. 800-510-8255. Charles is listening to WMEL in Florida, so therefore he may have a spin on his state and the state attorney. Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir. Please. Sorry.
Hi, Greg. I met you a few years ago at WMEL.
Well,
talk to you again.
I'll shake hands again with you verbally, sir. Thanks for the call.
Yes. The police in Sanford did their job. They brought him in handcuffs and intended to charge him with manslaughter. When the attorney at that time, which is Norm Wolfinger, reviewed the case, he didn't think he had a case under the Florida Stand Your Ground law. That was an initial decision on the part of that state attorney. Since then, the governor has appointed an independent state attorney to review the case again. But this diatribe against the Sanford police is misplaced.
Well, what do you know about this lady who's the state attorney, and how, am I reading her correctly? Is she all about the sizzle here, or what's the story?
She has an excellent reputation. She's tried over 54 capital murder cases. I believe that she tried, in her own way, to look professional for the news media.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, I'm looking at a picture of her. I think she looks okay.
All right, so maybe it's just me. I'm being superficial. Having said that, though, what's the rub here? The bottom line, from your point of view.
My point of view, there is an interesting series of facts that one could put together. First, he was told not to get out of his vehicle by the police department. Again, the police department did their job.
He was told not. Who was he?
What's his name again?
What? Trayvon or George Zimmerman?
Zimmerman. I beg your pardon. Zimmerman. Zimmerman was told not to get out of his vehicle. Now, if I was a walker in a strange community and had a person in the car follow me and then get out of his car and confront me, I would say that I was standing my ground against this unknown person.
Mm-hmm.
So, I believe the stand your ground rule is in Trayvon's favor, not in Zimmerman's favor.
Yeah. All right. Appreciate your input, sir. Thank you very much for the call. 800-510-8255. We'll not spend a lot of time on this, but I did want to get some sort of clarification. Alec Baldwin has been stalked. What's happened to the stalker? Oh. Action. We want action. Jennifer is going to update us on that in a second as soon as she blows her nose. 16 past the hour on Good Day.
And now Geico presents 30 Seconds with Maxwell the Pig.
Maxwell, you're on.
Cool. And so you just want me to read the script? You don't want me to do the wee thing? Okay. Today I'm going to talk about the new Geico mobile app and how you can manage your policy and get your ID card and customize it with your favorite Geico character. But I'm not yelling wee or anything because they don't want me to, right?
Correct.
Okay, just saying it's my thing.
Everything you love about Geico, now mobile. Download the new Geico app today.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
Gardeners trust Miracle-Gro Shake and Feed to feed plants right. Plants need food, especially veggies. Lately, another company's been saying their plant food feeds twice as long as Shake and Feed. What they aren't saying? Their plant food actually feeds less. So we're saying it. Shake and Feed provides 72% more nutrition per application and is more in line with university recommendations for feeding many popular veggies. Hey, if we can save even one veggie, it'll be worth it. Miracle-Gro Shake and Feed. Everyone grows with Miracle-Gro.
Forward, so does the rest of the economy. CSX trains are the most cost-efficient way to move goods to market. CSX, how tomorrow moves.
800-510-8255. Moving into the voice light at the moment is Jennifer Horn, who has the latest on that important story about Alec Baldwin.
Well, he's been in the news a lot lately. He just got engaged. He, you know, before that, got kicked off that flight for playing Words with Friends.
Yes.
But this Canadian woman, I guess, flew to New York City and then followed Alec all around the place. She went to the Hamptons. She went into New York City. She actually swung by his building a few times to say hello, went to an event where he was. And Alec actually...
I love you, Alec!
Yeah, he tried to call the police.
Alec. Yeah.
But she kept evading police. They finally caught up with her and she got arrested. But here's my take. She's actually more attractive, this Genevieve Seborin,
yeah,
than I think his new fiance might
be. Really?
Yeah.
She's been sending him a lot of emails, text messages. I love you. I love you.
I need to see you. Well, you know, she worked with him before, a long, long time ago. She's a minor role actress, but she was the unit publicist on Eddie Murphy's Adventures of Pluto Nash, in which Alec Baldwin had a cameo.
Like a big job.
I know, Pluto. I don't even remember Pluto Nash.
Yeah. You know where Pluto is, though, right?
I do, and I know the Nash.
Okay.
Yeah. The Monster Nash.
The Nash Rambler, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. All right, so, I wonder sometimes how these people get so... Have you ever been infatuated with someone to the point that it took over your life, though? We've kind of all been there, I think.
Well, you know, with Facebook, it's super easy to stalk people that you're interested in. You can read what they're doing. But you know what? I've never been to the point where I actually will drive by someone's house or especially with the star. I never want when I meet someone who's famous, I never actually want to make them feel like I think that they're famous.
Thanks very much, Jeffrey. I appreciate that. Thank you very much.
You know what I mean? It's kind of like, oh, whatever.
800-510-8255. The issues of the day, the events, things that people are talking about is what we focus on during this hour of Good Day. So to bring you up to date in the news world, things that you may not know that have happened in the last 12, 13, 14 hours. 21 after the hour on Good Day.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to FakeTV.com. or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95, so get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
People who are energetic, who are happy, who are relaxed, are less likely to catch a cold than those who are depressed.
You have some people that you know always seems like they're sick and something.
Yep, they're Roberta, always down.
Roberta, our weather woman,
yep,
always has something going
yep
on.
Yep,
her attitude. She's got issues, man.
Yep. We're not telling her yeah how well she's on with it, but she's got issues.
You can tie me to a tree and beat me. I will enjoy it.
On Sunday, a cruise ship set out from England to exactly replicate the voyage of the Titanic. Yeah, the tickets are most popular with people who have no idea what happened.
Well, this should be fun. When we get to New York, we don't get to New York. Oh. What happens?
Well, according to the New York Daily News, a number of passengers recently discovered maggots in a bag of snack mix they were given aboard a flight from Los Angeles to Australia. How unbelievable is that? An airline that still serves snacks? What? What flight was that? What flight are we talking about?
Speaking of Newt Gingrich, over the weekend, he admitted to the Washington Post that he knows he probably won't be the Republican nominee for president, but he is not bowing out of the race because his campaign is still $4.5 million in debt, so he needs to keep raising money, which, you know, he's got a huge debt. He wants to keep spending. Very presidential, if you think about it.
Check this out. This weekend, a zoo in Oregon is planning a 50th birthday party for an elephant. Yeah, it's going to be a fun party. They even hired a clown to make balloon humans. It's just cute. It's going to be fun. I just saw this over the weekend. The Lion King became the highest grossing Broadway musical of all time. In fact, the producers are so rich, they were able to buy 2 tickets to see Book of Mormon. Isn't that cool? They can afford it now. Yeah, they can afford it. They can afford it now. Yeah.
It's a state of emergency in Maryland because of a dangerous infestation. And when I heard about an infestation, I went, infestation? Maryland? It's got to be crabs. It's got to be. I had crabs in Maryland once. They're delicious, covered in butter.
Gross.
Now, the Maryland state officials say they've been invaded by a dangerous fish called a snakehead. It's terrifying. But maybe fried up in a little butter.
All right, so there's Craig Ferguson and Jimmy Fallon, Jimmy Kimmel, Jay Leno, and Conan O'Brien from last night's late night shows. Here, 26 past the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program with Jennifer Horn. Scarlett Johansson is upset because apparently her face is being used to sell sex toys near the Mexican border. Have you been following this?
Yeah, I did. I did hear this story. You know how they hand out those little pamphlets, little advertisements, those things, you know, maybe you're walking around Las Vegas.
Yeah, in Las Vegas, especially New York. I saw them in New York over the weekend. Yeah.
Yeah, it's big business until you're Charlize Theron and you pick one of those up and you go, wait a second. I know that face.
Yeah. Would you believe Scarlett Johansson? She looks a lot like Charlize Theron.
Oh, I'm sorry. Charlize Theron.
You just pulled the Doug Steffen.
Gosh, I always get those two confused. I always get them mixed up.
Uh-huh.
Always.
Really? I don't know. Well, I suppose you can. Yeah. All right,
it's
so
the blonde thing.
She is, her image is being used to sell these sex toys, and she knows nothing about it, obviously. And even if she did, she wouldn't.
This wasn't her endorsement deal.
No. Uh-uh. She's been in 3 Woody Allen films. Can you name any of them?
Oh, gosh. I don't know. That's a good trivia question.
Who goes to see Woody Allen films? That's
not
another
me.
Good trivia question.
That's another good
Who actually goes? I think I've only seen 1 Woody Allen film my entire life. And I thought it was so.
Which was?
The one with Diane Keaton, Annie Hall.
Oh, yeah.
It's all about him. It always seems to be that you get whatever it is that he's onto at the moment.
He did Midnight in Paris this year, right?
I think so. 28 past the hour, did you?
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. Lately, it seems like there's been a slew of trilogies turned into movies, turned into tourist attractions. It's hard to avoid the buzz around The Hunger Games. The young adult trilogy has gotten a lot of attention, and you can go to North Carolina to see locations where the movie was shot. We're talking places like DuPont State Recreational Forest and the North Fork Reservoir, not to mention all the places in Charlotte where the actors hung out in their off time. How about the girl with the dragon tattoo? The Millennium Tours in Stockholm has a well-mapped-out walking tour where you can follow in the footsteps of all the major characters. And, sad to say, Vampire Madness isn't going away anytime soon. So for all the Twilight fans, it's time to see where Edward and Bella took things to the next level. You might remember in the book they honeymooned on a mythical island off the coast of Rio de Janeiro. But for the next best thing, head to the bay at Saco de Mamangua, where the honeymoon scenes were actually shot. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
Welcome to the Lincoln Financial Chief Life Officer Business Update. Mr. Barkles is appointed Chief Tailwagging and Slobbering Officer.
The arrival of Mr. Barkles is seen as a positive by shareholders Molly and Sam. Duties will involve cuddling and gnawing on table legs.
This Chief Life Officer Business Update is brought to you by Lincoln Financial. We protect your family and help secure your future. Take charge at LincolnFinancial.com/CLO. Products and financial services provided by the Lincoln National Life Insurance Company, Fort Wayne, Indiana, and New York. Lincoln Life and Annuity Company of New York, Syracuse, New York.
I'm Jim Furyk, 16-time PGA Tour winner. Whether I'm on tour or vacationing with my family, I make sure MedJet is there with me. It's priceless peace of mind. MedJet keeps me in the game.
As a MedJet member, if you're hospitalized more than 150 miles from home, your membership includes medical transfer to the hospital of your choice. With membership starting at $99, you don't have to be a tour pro to travel like one. Visit MedJetRadio.com to get your membership today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven 3-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
So you're a maker of something. Woodcrafts, fishing lures, glass designs, jewelry, purses, perfumes, goat's milk, soap. Whatever it is, you made it here in America. Now you're eager for people to buy your products right here locally. Instead of buying competing products made on the other side of the world, right? Then you need to check out localmakers.com. Support America. Buy and sell locally at localmakers.com. Doesn't matter if you're a home-based business or a major manufacturer. Localmakers.com offers an easy way to connect with customers within your local community, as well as across the U.S., simply by entering a zip code. And there's no cost to join. So if you're a maker who needs buyers, go to localmakers.com and stock your products on one of our shelves. Localmakers.com, promoting, preserving, and supporting your neighbor's manufacturing businesses.
After the hour, every day, Monday through Friday, Jennifer Horn and I here in this hour overview the things that have happened the last, since we talked yesterday. Most of it is material that has been gathered overnight, information about the moments that are precious. The discussion we were just having a few minutes ago about Scarlett Johansson losing her identity, almost sounds like losing her virginity. That's happened a long time ago.
Probably.
And, yeah.
Allegedly.
So, right. Well, she was married, so. Yeah. There are two things in here, Jennifer, I'd like your expertise on, or comments, or at least the story behind the story. Along with the Johansson story of her suing because her image is being used to sell something, Clint Eastwood's doing the same thing, apparently, suing a furniture company.
Yeah, he is suing Evo Furniture, I think it is. EVO Furniture.
Yeah.
For using his name to hawk their products. He filed a lawsuit in L.A. yesterday which states that the defendants are using his name, identity, and persona for the purpose of attracting attention to the infringing products.
Go ahead, excuse me.
Oh, no, that's okay. Go ahead.
Well, I was just looking at how they cleverly did this. They have ottomans and chairs and...
They name stuff after him.
Right. The
exactly.
The Eastwood.
So this is the Clint Eastwood armchair. Dirty, hairy ottoman.
Yeah.
But yeah, they went on to their online site and they named things after him.
Mm-hmm.
Not necessarily putting him on a billboard, but it's still associating him with their product.
Right, exactly. I remember when Uri Geller sued the people that made that game. What was it called in Japan? They used his liking on something. It was a very famous Japanese game about 10 years ago that everybody played. Ugh, can't remember. Maybe somebody can remember.
Japanese game that everybody played.
Yeah.
Huh. I don't know.
Yeah.
This isn't the first time, by the way, that Clint Eastwood was sued a furniture maker. Apparently, back in 2008, a chair maker made something called the Eastwood. So he sued furniture people before.
800-510-8255. Eastwood once into local politics. What position did he hold? Do you remember?
Wasn't he mayor of a California town?
Yes, he was. The town where he lives.
Yes.
Anybody know what that is? 800-510-8255. You don't remember? Californian Jennifer?
Was it Malibu?
No. Malibu is just, too close.
It was up north, yes.
Up by the coast a bit. 800-510-8255. One of the most disgusting things that parents are dealing with these days are the images that their children are seeing on television, on Facebook, on Twitter, on some of these other social media sites, the glorification of these people that are on this television show, 16 and pregnant, makes me want to throw up.
Well, the show just got canceled. It ran four seasons, but...
And apparently it hasn't kept the children from being pregnant or getting pregnant.
No, because here's what's happened. When they've gone on this show, then all of a sudden they are on the front page of Us Weekly. Yeah. They're on the front page of The Enquirer, of The Star. I mean, everybody's really glorifying them. And two stories came out from this franchise yesterday. Probably the most disturbing is one of the people on the show, Ebony, and her husband, Josh Rendon, announced that they were expecting their
second child. How old is she?
Child. She is 17, I want to say. 18,
her husband?
Like that.
What's wrong with that sentence?
I know.
17, pregnant, and her husband.
Well, here's the worst part. She had her baby just taken away just a few weeks ago.
The first baby.
The first baby, yeah, was removed by Child Protective Services.
What do these people look like? Have you seen... Video pictures.
I'm looking at a picture, and one of them is wearing an armed forces. I mean, he's somehow involved in the military.
Right.
Yeah.
Excuse me for sneezing.
That's okay. Bless you.
Thanks.
But the reason they took away the baby, the Department of Human Services raided their house, is because they found feces, flies, and maggots all over the place. They also found marijuana, drug paraphernalia. It's terrible.
Enough.
Yeah. And
enough.
She, I guess Ebony had been trying to hurt herself. She was depressed. And
enough.
She entered rehab, though, for suicidal thoughts. Maybe she's better now.
Penny in La Luz, New Mexico. Hi, Penny. Welcome to Good Day.
Hi, how are you?
Well, boy, are you bright and alert. How are you doing?
I know,
today?
We like that.
It is.
Yeah, I'm doing fine.
Yeah, that's good. What is the name of the town in which Mr. Eastwood lives, and he was mayor for, I think, about 4 years?
Carmel.
Carmel, California.
Right.
Ever been there, Penny?
No, actually, I haven't.
Very beautiful spot. Great ride up the coast. If you ever get a chance to take Route 1 up from, let's say, you start in San Diego, go up the coast through Los Angeles and up the Pacific Coast Highway into Carmel and those areas that are a little south of San Francisco, all the way up. You can go all the way to Seattle and north to the border. It actually goes into Canada. It's a beautiful
ride. It would take you a really long time to do that, though, wouldn't it?
Well, it would take you. You could have a nice leisurely week's ride. Penny, do you have a week to take a trip?
Yeah, actually, I do.
I wasn't inviting you necessarily, but no.
Well, good, because you've just won a Duck 7 hat.
That's right, you do sound like a very pleasant lady. Thank you very much for the call and straightening us out on that or having that information. It's always good to have info. It's this hour is about, that's just sick.
Do you want the part two of the Teen Mom story now?
Am I going to become more sick?
Well, this also happened overnight, and that is that another star from Teen Mom 2, the second season, Leah Messer, has announced that she got married. She's 19. This is her second marriage.
Hi.
And she married her fiancé, Jeremy Calvert. She has twins, this woman. Casual ceremony, though. Everybody's happy.
Yeah. I don't get what am I missing here. Am I sounding too prejudicial? I mean, you go back, people say, well, don't you remember when people only lived to be 40, they had babies when they were 12 or 13?
But people are living longer.
What relevance does that have today?
I think people are living longer and childhood extends longer. I mean, I almost think childhood extends to your 30.
Exactly.
Nowadays.
You're about
the
right age to get married and have children. Or not, get married if you want to, but have children. You're about that right age.
Right.
To do that. You are a good age.
And I'll tell you honestly, I don't think that I was, I could have been ready if I had to be in my 20s, but now is when I actually feel like I'm equipped to do something like that.
Yep. Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen on the Good Day program. I live in Framingham, Massachusetts.
You do.
Framingham High School has initiated a program which I think is of value and worthy of note. It's called Erase the Hate. In Framingham. This is an attempt by people who are high school students to deal with bullying. And I'm reading some of the Facebook posts here that has come about as a result of this. The program is aimed at teaching students about acceptance, tolerance, understanding, friendship, respect, kindness, sympathy, goodwill, consideration, decency, civility, thoughtfulness, partnership, connections, camaraderie, those words all being used. and they're being used in the classroom, sort of a curriculum.
They have
built
a Facebook page
around
for this, actually.
Yeah, did you see it?
I did. It's really cool. And they have a video that they've done, a really cool looking video.
Yeah. Matter of fact, why don't we send that to Ken?
Yeah, we should put that up.
And post that at Doug Steffen.
You know, right now I'll share it on our Facebook page at facebook.com/Good Day Show.
Yeah. Something that needs more attention. And the kids are asking how they can join. There are hundreds of people in this whole thing at the moment. But it's nice to see the back and forth here. I think it's again, local companies are supporting it, which is a good thing, I think. Yeah.
And this was created by the kids there. In fact, one of the kids that keeps, Murray Goke, it looks like, directed, produced, edited, came out with the idea. Maybe we should try to get him on with you.
Yeah,
that'd be
good
fun.
Idea. Yep.
Yeah, good story.
It would be, in fact. Yeah, good. Good idea, Jennifer. It's 17 before the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. There are a lot of people who are wasting a lot of time in their lives because they stand in line at the post office. And I don't get it. One of the things that it seems to me, as you think when you're in the line there, okay, how can I fix this? How can I be creative? Those people haven't heard yet about stamps.com. Stamps.com. I can underscore that. We've been talking about the folks at stamps.com for a couple of months here. I just want to remind you that the post office is not a good place for you to spend productive time. We had our fun with the post office folks. They are actually partners in this with stamps.com. What happens is you buy and you print official U.S. postage using your own computer and your own printer. So they're eager to have you do this at the post office, as well as the folks at stamp.com want you to not waste a lot of your time. This helps the post office out. They don't have to have as many of these clerks that we were talking about. Excuse me. And, my God, my allergies. I come back from New York.
It's spring. Spring is strong.
Aye. Anyway, let me just get to the bottom line here. The positive things that are done by these folks at stamps.com to have it made easy for you. You weigh your letter or your package. The digital scale plugs into your computer. The exact amount of postage is automatically on your screen. You hit the button, you print it out, put it on the package or the letter. Mailman comes by, he picks it up. You never have to go to the post office. There's no guesswork in what the, you know, sometimes when you don't want to go stand in line, you put extra stamps on the envelope of whatever it is you're mailing, right? We've all done that.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to do that with stamps.com. Stamps.com, all these free things, the $110 bonus offer that you get when you go to stamps.com, click on the radio microphone at the top of the page, type in Doug, stamps.com, enter Doug, you get $110 in free stuff, a digital scale to do your weighing, $55 in free postage, and there's no risk to this on your part at all. So go online now, save yourself some time. Get the right amount of postage, no fooling around. You can be your own postal expert using stamps.com.
And now Geico presents 30 Seconds with Maxwell the Pig.
Hey, everyone. I'm Maxwell, and my life is kind of awesome because whenever Geico wants to talk about their new mobile app, they're like, hey, Maxwell, you feel like coming to the studio and talking about how the app lets you manage your policy, you know, and get roadside help and even customize it with your favorite Geico character? And I'm like, maybe. Are there going to be snacks?
Everything you love about Geico, now mobile. Download the new Geico app today.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free, with new Schiff Move Free Ultra.
Gardeners trust Miracle-Gro Shake and Feed to feed plants right. Plants need food, especially veggies. Lately, another company's been saying their plant food feeds twice as long as Shake and Feed. What they aren't saying? Their plant food actually feeds less. So we're saying it. Shake and Feed provides 72% more nutrition per application and is more in line with university recommendations for feeding many popular veggies. Hey, if we can save even one veggie, it'll be worth it.
Miracle-Gro Shake and Feed. Everyone grows with Miracle-Gro.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff. Still things going on. It's 13 before the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. A 7-year-old Alaskan boy, apparently, Jennifer, is responsible for a string of arson fires that have...
Seven?
7-year-old
wow.
boy. String of fires that have plagued Juneau over the past 4 or 5 months. Those of you in Alaska, what's the story? What do the rest of us down in the lower 48 need to know about this? 800-510-8255, Doug at DougStefan.com. Follow us on Facebook.com/Good Day Show and Twitter at Good Day. Officials say the boy has admitted, 7-year-old boy admitted to the crimes. He told police he set the fires with a small lighter that he found. Thousands of dollars in damages. They occurred in an elementary school, and a public building, and a Fred Meyer store. No indication of why the boy started the fires. Police say the boy will not go to jail. The case will be forwarded to...
Sounds like he might need some counseling, though.
The youth center, yeah. Well, but kids are fascinated with fire, aren't they?
Right. But still, I mean, there's a line between looking at fire and looking at a flame and setting buildings on fire.
Yeah, to be sure.
I mean, not all, but, I mean, you know, where would the parents? I mean, how is he getting out doing this? How is he setting grass fires?
7-year-old boys, they run around, have lots of free time. I think,
Alaska, too, because it's probably a lot safer for them to run around. I mean, I'm thinking about, in L.A. terms, you're lucky if you get to go out in your front yard by yourself.
Well, there are no front yards.
That's true. Thanks. Rub it in.
I mean, there are, but not, you know, not like that. Yeah, one of the things that I have found... this business, we have not discussed this here. I don't know whether the story surfaced or didn't surface, but we haven't talked about it, and I haven't heard anybody else talking much about the drug dealer who left a tip, the $1,200 tip, Minnesota waitress suing police after they confiscated this $12,000 tip given to her by a customer. The waitress's name is Stacy Knutson, K-N-U-T-N-S-O-N, said the
$12,000 good day's work.
Tip was left in a box on a table at a restaurant called the Moorhead Frying Pan.
I'm guessing they don't normally get $12,000 tips there.
She followed the customer out to the parking lot to give him back the box, which she thought actually had leftovers in it. The customer said, "No, I'm good. You keep it."
Wow.
She went back into the restaurant. She found the $12,000 wad of cash. She called police. They seized the money and told her she'd get it back if nobody claimed it.
What? Now, why would she even do that? If
I don't know.
This is your money. Keep it.
I don't know.
That's
Would
weird.
You keep it? I think that's a question.
If and someone gave it to me and said that it was mine?
Yeah. I think eventually she did get to keep it. 51 past the hour on Good Day.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later,
and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hey, meat eaters! The freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dry guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dry guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year plus meat eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze-dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
In the world of technology, 53 past the hour now. Jennifer Warren and Doug Steffen with some insight into what's new at DougSteffen.com. If you haven't checked out the website yet today, the story about a lot of these Twitter users who apparently, Jennifer, were shocked this week to discover that the movie The Titanic was based on a real ship that sank 100 years ago.
Like they missed that memo or something?
Apparently, that's something to dig around a little bit. Before we spend any time on that, though, let's spend some time with our friend Shelley Palmer, who has a question for those of you who have lots of cash. Would you buy the second largest photo site on the Internet for $1 billion? Would you do that? Apparently, Facebook has done that, and Shelley Palmer has the story for you right after this on Good Day.
On my journey to help save people money on car insurance, people have been really surprised to learn that GEICO can also help with renter's insurance. They're even more surprised when I tell them it costs as little as $12 a month. But perhaps what's most surprising is that I still live with my mum. Yeah, I know, I really should start thinking about renting my own place. But then I'd have to get my own tea kettle. Sofa, shower curtain, soap dish.
Visit Geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, would you buy Instagram, the second largest photo site on the Internet, for $1 billion? Facebook did. Considering that they can never make back the $1 billion Instagram will cost, what would have possessed Mark Zuckerberg and company to buy it? Well, this is an easy one. People upload about 250 million digital photos to Facebook every day, and Instagram is the next most popular photo sharing site. With this acquisition, Facebook now completely owns the photo sharing market. No one else comes close. Want a point of comparison? Instagram has a dozen or so employees, and they're going to divide up about $100 million from this sale. Kodak has about 17,000 employees, and they recently filed for bankruptcy protection under Chapter 11. Anyway, Facebook says that it plans to run Instagram as a separate business, so you'll still be able to use Instagram with other social networks, like Twitter, which is great if you like to filter your digital photos so they look like you took them in 1970. Visit ShelleyPalmer.com for more information.
For Doug Steffen's Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
On to round three. If a train leaves Spokane...
Schenectady by Saturday.
Correct. March comes before May. What's in my left pocket?
Half a mint and a rusty switchblade.
Correct.
Bam.
Who lets you watch TV episodes and movies instantly over the Internet?
Ha-ha! Netflix!
Correct! Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
That is red!
I know. Can you put me down now?
Sorry, I'm a hugger.
All right, so Facebook announcing it will purchase Instagram.
Instagram, yes. Do you know Instagram?
But no, but I know $1 billion.
And you know, I don't know $1 billion. Instagram is a cool app where you can take pictures. And first of all,
it's only 18 months old, this company.
Yeah, I just learned about it a couple months ago, but you can filter your pictures so that it gives it your photos kind of a unique look. Vintage effects, exactly. Mm-hmm. And then it posts on a profile page so that people can see what you're posting. And it's kind of like Pinterest, but I just use it for a photo app because I think it makes the pictures that you take look a lot better.
Wow.
Yeah, you look a lot prettier in them. Mm-hmm. It's $1 billion.
People must be using this a lot.
People are, but I think that Facebook is trying to create this little monopoly, I don't think anybody's paying attention to them. They're just kind of picking all these things up, and no one knows what to do with it.
Ding, 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 ding.
Give the girl a prize.
Yes, right, exactly. Ding, 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 ding. Charlotte, there it is. Okay, so at DougStefan.com, the Twitter story. I'm remembering the Twitterers who didn't know Paul McCartney, who he was when he performed at the Grammy Awards back in February.
Right.
Younger people.
Who's this old guy? Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. A lot of overlap between that crowd and people who have posted tweets marking their astonishment that the Titanic was a real ship that actually sank, not just something created by Cameron in the movie.
Yeah, that means they're so young that they probably didn't see the movie the first time.
Well, I guess.
Because when it came out the first time, there's no way that you could know that this wasn't based on a historical event.
I don't know. I was looking at some of the tweet posts. James Cameron had nothing to do with the actual sinking of the ship. Leonardo DiCaprio is alive and not resting in an icy, watery grave at the bottom of the Atlantic.
Jack!
Celine Dion did not bravely sing on the deck of the Titanic as it sank.
Beating her chest.
You can check this out at DougStefan.com. 59 past the hour on Good Day.